Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all the participants' line will be in listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Aasim Bardey from DAM Capital Advisors Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Muskan, and good evening, everyone. On behalf of DAM Capital, I'm happy to welcome you to Supreme Industries Q3 post-results call. From the management side, we have online Mr. M.P. Taparia, Managing Director, Mr. P.C. Somani, CFO, and Mr. R.J. Sabu, Company Secretary. Over to you, Mr. Taparia, for your initial comments.
Thank you very much. I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleagues, Sri P.C. Somani, CFO, and Sri R.J. Sabu, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited stand-alone and consolidated financial results for the quarter and nine-month period ended 31st December 2023. The stand-alone result and the consolidated result are already with you. I will be brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 158,025 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of ₹2,429 crore during the third quarter of the current year against sale of 138,362 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of ₹2,284 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 14% and 6% respectively. The company sold 444,332 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of ₹7,043 crore during the 9 months of the current year, against sale of 59,087 tons and net product turnover of ₹6,500 crore in the corresponding 9 months of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 24% and 8% respectively. The consolidated operating profit and profit after tax for the third quarter of the current year amounted to ₹400 crore and ₹256 crore as compared to ₹331 crore and ₹210 crore respectively for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 21% and 22% respectively. The consolidated operating profit and profit after tax for the 9 months of the current year amounted to ₹1,123 crore and ₹715 crore as compared to ₹824 crore and ₹506 crore respectively for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of 36% and 41% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segments of the company for the third quarter of the current year ended 31st December 2023 as compared to the corresponding quarter in the previous year, has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew 17% by volume and 9% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew 3% by volume and 4% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew 10% in volume and decreased by 1% in value term. Consumer product segment business decreased by 3% in volume and value term. The overall turnover of value-added product increased to ₹853 crore during the third quarter of current year as compared to ₹826 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, achieving growth of 3%. The company has a total cash surplus of ₹586 crores as on 31 December 2023, as against cash surplus of ₹738 crores as on 31st March 2023. Business outlook. Polymer prices have stabilized at a record level. Red Sea conflict has disrupted normal flow of business. The price volatility may become severe if this conflict becomes more widespread. In our country, additional petrochemical plants have gone into operation, but their capacity to make polymer are expected to go into production in the country in the next 2-3 years. This augurs well to plan further growth in the company's business. The company acquired Messrs. Parthi Agro Plant in Sangli with a capacity of 36,000 tons per annum. The additional adjoining land of 7.76 acres, which was part of the deal, is still waiting for certain government clearance to company ownership. Several balance equipment to run the plant fully are still to come. The company expects to run this unit at full capacity beginning February this year. The construction of the company's first plant at Malanpur is going in full speed. We expected that the plant will be put in operation during the first quarter of fiscal year 2024-2025. This plant is geared to manufacture bio valve and industrial valve. The company received BIS approval for supplying its LTP pipe for carrying natural gas. The company expects to introduce this new system to the market in fourth quarter of the current year. The plant to produce acoustic polypropylene pipe is expected to go in operation during July-September 2024. The company started offering its CPVC pipe system for industrial application. Earlier, the company was catering plumbing and fire sprinkler system from CPVC raw material. The company will now be able to cater to demand for industrial piping requirement from CPVC material. The company has placed orders for 9 lines of OPVC pipe manufacturing with its supplier after entering into this business. Once all these lines are operational, then the company will reach a capacity of around 30,000 tons per annum of such pipe. This capacity will be operational within 2 years' time. The company intends to start OPVC pipe production at Cuttack and Garigaon apart from its Sangli unit. The company achieved a volume growth of 30% plus in first 9 months of the year in its plastic pipe division. The company expects to achieve similar growth for the full year in this segment. The company's manufacturing facility to make windows and doors at Kanpur is progressing. Considering the long delivery schedule of equipment which are of foreign origin, it is expected that benefit of this business will accrue in 2025-26 working only. In cross laminated film division, the company continued its effort to increase its range of made-up products along with its penetration in the entire country. The company is also putting more resources to reach several international markets to sell its existing variety of cross laminated film product. The benefit of all the initiatives will be reflected in future business growth. In a consumer product segment, the company had a degrowth of around 3% in a quarter. The profit level, however, was maintained compared to last year for the same quarter due to catering to premium range of products in this segment. The cabinet range has superlative growth. The company's drive to increase numbers of showrooms has resulted in such numbers increasing to 298 numbers by end of December 2023 from 244 showrooms at the beginning of the year. The industrial component division continued to face weak demand scenario during the quarter. This division is more dependent on appliances and white goods, which are not fared well even during festive season. Division is continuously engaging with new customers and applications to optimally use its manufacturing capabilities. The division is hopeful of business recovery with gaining new customers and new applications. The business scenario in the material handling division remains robust with good demand from fisheries, food and vegetable, and dairy segment. Division has also received good orders from soft drink industry. The introduction of new dustbin range has received encouraging response, and the division should continue its momentum growth both in volume and value terms. Newly installed production line of composite LPG cylinder has been successfully established. Execution of all orders issued from Indian Oil Corporation is nearing completion, and new inquiries are expected soon. The recent introduction of promotional campaign and activities by Indian Oil Corporation has seen increased inquiry for the product. Other two oil marketing companies are also likely to introduce the product in the market soon. Export inquiry continues to flow, but no significant development has yet taken place except repeat orders from existing customers and small quantity orders from new country and new customers. The protective division business has been able to develop specialized and customized solutions for its newly acquired customers. Necessary investments are being made to ramp up the capacity to meet the increasing demand. The division is working for more export opportunities, and strengthening of internal as well as distribution network is in progress. The performance packaging division is exploring more export opportunities and working on new applications for better profitability. Its present capacities are optimally utilized, and availability of space remains a constraint for project growth plan. The company remains optimistic for business opportunity and continues to commit more capex in line with its growth plan. Total commitment, including acquisition of business of Parvati Agroplast and carry forward commitment of previous year, may exceed rupees 1,000 crore. However, total cash outflow is not likely to exceed rupees 750 crore for the year, and the same shall entirely be funded from internal accrual. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter and 9-month period ended under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleague, Sri P.C. Somani and Sri R.J. Sabu, are available to reply to the various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for the moment while the question queue assembles. And the first question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Incut Equities. Please go ahead.
And thank you so much for taking my question. Sir, first question is on volume growth. I can see packaging, industrial and consumer products obviously are going through lower growth versus what we are seeing in pipes. When does this go to double digits? Because 9 months, largely all these three segments have grown in single digits. So could you help us understand what do you see growth in fourth quarter or for the full year if you want to talk about fiscal 24 or the next year fiscal 25?
In packaging segment, we are moving toward value-added items. So value-added items, the operating margin will improve. Volume may not be double-digit, but it will give a better profit flow to the company.
Sir, what about industrial and consumer next year, volume growth?
Consumer segment, as we stated, we are moving more and more to premium items. So volume growth will be insignificant, possibly much better than previous years. industry product segment business depend how the our customer business improves. So we cannot talk about the volume growth or whatever it is on industry segment, we cannot talk. We cannot give any promise for that, how much will be volume growth and value growth.
Got it, sir. Sir, next question was, any inventory gains or loss in third quarter?
No, inventory loss only.
Sir, any rough estimate of inventory loss?
No, for 9 months, we can only declare today that whatever was the valuation of our stock in piping division on 1st April, it has gone down by value of 51 crore in 9 months. The same quantum of inventory valued at 51 crore lower on December 2023 compared to 1st April 2023.
Got it, sir. And, you know, your comments on CPVC for industrial piping, how much annual volumes can we do on an ideal basis?
I can't say. Our product is very well accepted.
Sir, any idea of the market size?
We have entered now only market size. So after it is not only CPVC, we are supplying PPR also for industrial application. We supply polythene pipe also for industrial application. It's a market overall for industrial piping. The material, upgrade material used as the requirement of the customer, a requirement of the application.
Got it, sir. And last question on OPPVC. You said your capacity expansion is 40,000 tons. This is over and above Parvati's
36,000 tons.
30,000 tons. Okay.
Is that... We have planned 30,000 capacity expansion, but that will take 2 years' time.
Got it, sir. Is it over and above Parvati's 36,000 tons?
Including Sangli, 3,000 tons is only OPVC. 33,000 is PVC and polyethylene. Total capacity of Parvati is 36,000. Out of which OPVC 3,000.
Okay, got it, sir. Got it. Anybody else in India who does OPVC right now?
Yeah, six more customers, six more suppliers.
And what would be roughly the Indian capacity for OPVC?
I have no idea.
Okay, sir, no problem. Appreciate you are answering all my questions. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuama. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on strong volume growth, especially in the plastic pipe side. Wanted to understand, you know, you've done 17% this quarter and you had earlier guided for 28% volume growth, which you further decided to upgrade it to 30%. So what's the confidence coming, where's the confidence coming from? What are the new avenues which are driving this volume growth of 30% after a strong year already?
I'm not clear, madam. Can you repeat your question, please?
Sir, what's giving you, you know, confidence of upgrading your own volume guidance of 28% in pipes to 30% now?
In the first 9 months, we have grown by 30.4%. And the volume price has become further affordable. And there is good demand from infrastructure and housing. And last year, in the month of January and February, the demand was low. So, when we say that we will grow 30% for the year, 9 months we have grown by 30.4%, and the remaining 3 months business conditions are looking better compared to last year. So, we are able to commit that we will grow 30% for the full year in plastic piping.
Understood. And rest of the segments, where do you see, you know, potential? You mentioned about packaging, that, you know, you're focusing more on value add and margins would come in, but you would face, you know, you won't go to actually double-digit volume growth. When do you see this segment then, you know, going back to double-digit? Will it be single-digit for next year as well?
In packaging segment, there are three divisions. Like cross-laminated film, we are going more and more into value-added product other than tarpaulin, where we are able to capture more value than what we are getting in tarpaulin. In protective packaging film, we are going into more and more multi-layer structure and more into export market, where we get better margin. So our capacity is restricted. We don't have capacity to produce 10 to 11,000 tons per year. But there is space constraint. We can't grow more capacity there. So whatever capacity we have got, we want to earn more money with that capacity by going into specialized product. In protective packaging product, we are now selling more and more laminates. So we meant with a fire substrate. And we laminate, and in that laminate product, we are getting more value addition and we made it more profitable.
Understood, sir. Understood. Sir, also on your new product line, just wanted some clarity. You mentioned that, you know, revenues will start flowing in from FY26, which is PVC window profile system. Could you speak more on it, that how will be the distribution network? Have you started creating the same? What is the potential of this product line for you?
In the window line, our plan is not to sell the profile. We will make customized window as per the requirement, and we will do window fabrication initially at 5 location. 3 of the company and 2 we have identified franchisee who will make for on our specification, and customized we will offer the window to the customer based on our profile and our accessories. And initially we hope to sell 5,000 tons. And later on, we'll increase the capacity 10,000 tons, the same size that we can put.
Understood, sir. Understood. Thanks a lot for the guidance and all the very best.
Thank you. As a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So we've seen very strong growth come in for you over the last year. I was trying to get a sense that, you know, where have you seen this growth coming from? You're also very strong in government business, you're strong in retail as well as in projects, right? The plumbing business, the projects business. So where have you seen the maximum growth come for during the last year? And what do you expect going forward in the next 2 years there? Where will the growth come from, governments, retail or projects?
Our business with government is very small. Our business is mostly coming from in plastic piping, more from housing, and then from agriculture, and further lower from infrastructure, which we don't deal much with government, but we sell to contractors, and that business is the smallest among the three segments. Number one is housing, number two is agriculture, and then the government.
So broadly, what would be the in 9 months FY23, broadly what percentage of your business would go to government, retail and projects?
The problem is the water pipe we sell for agriculture pipe. We know that many of the pipes are used for housing. So difficult to divide the proper percentage between housing and agriculture. Government business is small in the company. It may be less than 10%.
Okay. So when you say government business, you actually mean that business which may also be supplied through contractors to the government. You mean
we command both of them. Directly government, we are only dealing with Maharashtra government. Otherwise, all through contractors.
Fair, sir. So, and just in this context, I think we are a big player for Jal Jeevan Mission across the country. Just wanted to get a sense that, you know, a lot of these 28 states have already completed their Jal Jeevan Mission targets is what we see on their website. And, you know, as they complete and a lot more are expected to complete in the next 6 months, what impact do you see from this once the Jal Jeevan Mission has completed for the government, you know, once they have achieved their targets?
We are not told that the Nalsa Jal scheme will be over in 6 months. But we believe that by March 25, the most of the work should be complete. But we are now moving into gas supply system. And gas is also going to be supplied through government issuing order from the gas company. And where our pipe will be approved by now BIS. And we'll be using the same capacity to manufacture pipe suitable to carry natural gas.
Okay, got it. Very, very clear. This was the only question I had. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to one or two per participant. Should you need a follow-up question, we will request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have just one key question about your margins. Now, core operating margins in Q3 is at about 15.5%, which is up by more than 200 basis points year-on-year and even about 10 basis points quarter-on-quarter. Sir, I actually would like to understand from you as to, I mean, what is the key for such a margin resilience? Because this quarter, we saw volatile PVC prices, especially in November, sorry, especially in October and December when the prices were quite softer. So despite this volatility, what can lead to the margin resilience, especially because even value-added sales is just at about 35% of your overall sales this quarter? So I'd like to hear your thoughts on it.
We are increasing our range of product more and more. In our piping system, our range is now in excess of 16,000 SKUs. We are making more and more specialized product. It may not fall in the value-added product. Our criteria of value-added product is it must earn 17%. But if we earn lower than 17%, they don't fall in value-added product what we declare to us, but definitely it becomes higher than 15%. Which enable us to enjoy a margin of around 15.5%.
Understand.
And then we'll continue, we will go on working for the specialized market so that we are able to maintain our margin at a better level.
Understand. So, and broadly, are we able to give any approximate estimates as to within your plastic piping system, which is about 65% of your overall top line, how much of it caters to agriculture versus construction?
Very difficult. As I told the earlier investor partner, that agriculture pipe is used for housing also. So very difficult to give percentage-wise. But as we inform you, that we are principally supplier to housing market, direct to the project construction or to retailers. We are not a big player in agriculture market. Agriculture demand also is a maximum 7 to 8 months in a year, and we are not very strongly active in agriculture market. We are more in housing market.
Understand. Then last one from my side, would it be possible to give us a tier-wise distribution, very approximate as to how much comes from urban, then how much from tier 1, tier 2, etc. Because your volume growth has been consistently very strong and outpacing the peers. So we would like to understand as to where this additional growth is coming from. Thank you.
We go on introducing several new system. We are going on introducing further SKU in this system. We are going on introducing new distributor. We are putting new plant also to make it more comfortable, more convenient to the consumer to get the product at lower cost. So with combined factor of all these factors, we are quite optimistic that we will continue to enjoy reasonably better growth.
Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equity. Please go ahead.
Good evening and thank you very much. So if you are looking at your blended margins and your margins on PVC pipes, there is a healthy trend in terms of margins per ton because percentage margins will vary with the top line. So in terms of your own assessment of the market, how do you see the EBIT per ton for the pipe business moving, say, in the next, say, 1 to 2 years based on the ability to grow the volumes and operating leverage as well as the, you know, change in input costs and the overall, you know,
value. If it's based on the product mix, what we are into and we are introducing,
yeah,
our EBIT margin per ton,
yeah,
will be in the range of 18 rupees to 20 rupees a kg.
I mean, this is a blended margin. And how about in the pipe segment? Because pipe segment is already at about
80. I'm talking pipe only.
Okay. And what about the overall company margin?
Company margin is different product divisions. Everything does not go on the based on volume.
Yeah, understand that. So if you see there is an improvement in the blended margin, if you look at the EBITDA per ton, it's about 24,000 rupees roughly, right? So on that $300 per ton, would you be driven more by volumes in terms of the overall blended EBITDA, say, over the next 2 years? Or when you talk about value addition?
Role only in the plastic piping system.
Okay.
The division, the packaging, they are not going by volume.
Okay.
By the value-added products or the customized solution or special applications.
Okay.
Each segment has a different peculiarity.
Yeah.
Cannot be just given a simple margin guidance so per kg.
So basically you are saying if you look at the next 2 years, we should look for the most of the growth to come from the pipe business. Is that a fair assessment?
Pipe is the largest one, giving 65% to 70% of top line.
Yeah.
Volume growth definitely will come from piping.
Yeah.
The other divisions are not capable of growing in their speed.
Mm.
Margin improvement will come from the other segment where, particularly from packaging, is doing very good now.
No, so the question is, in terms of the incremental growth in the other segments, can it move the needle in terms of your, you know, overall growth in EBITDA? And that's the question. But in pipes, if your, you know, margin per ton is stable, and it's one by volume.
We are happy that we have declared this year 15.5%.
Yeah.
And definitely we want to improve, but 15.5% is far better than what we were achieving earlier.
Okay, so in terms of the overall capex, how much is the capex or cost you have incurred on the acquisition of that Parvati's assets?
For Parvati asset, we have given 151 crore.
Okay.
21 crore for the adjoining land, which is yet to come.
Okay.
So total outgo will be 171 crore.
171. So that 1,000 crore capex, does it include the subsidiary, Supreme Petro also?
No, no.
Supreme Petro got their own investment.
So this 1,000 crore capex, where is it going? What are you creating based on that?
That was in acquisition of Bhavichi Agrogir 171 crore and
yeah.
Also around 600 crore in the other piping activity. And
yeah.
And other segment also we have invested money. So overall, as we stated, we'll be committing investment including carry forward and acquisition of Parvati Agro 1,000 crore rupees.
Okay.
And this year, we're going to end March 2023-4, we'll be having cash out of 750 crore rupees out of debt.
Okay, so if you're looking at your overall ROCE profile, what is the expectation of ROCE on this capex incrementally?
Obviously, our last year was 33%.
Okay.
Pre-tax.
Huh?
Pre-tax. We talk.
You can give.
You see, ultimately, when we put a greenfield plant,
yeah.
It takes some more time to get the proper utilization of the infrastructure.
Okay.
So, see, from the greenfield plant, it's later on because we expand phase by phase. But our asset to turnover ratio.
Yeah.
Remain between 1 to 2.4, 2.5. Once the whole infrastructure and whole expansion comes into play.
So in terms of overall volume growth, in terms of tonnage, say once you complete this capex, can you give us some sense in terms of what is the percentage growth in overall aggregate volume, say in 2-3 years time?
The 1,000 crore capex what we are committing this year would reach our capacity, installed capacity from 800,000 opening capacity on 1st April 23 to above 1 million tons by December 2024.
Okay. Okay, sir. So one last thought on Supreme Petro. They have announced a huge capex of 800 crores. They are planning to invest in the capital.
Supreme Petro can also get their own investment plan.
No, that's fine. So is it possible to give us some indication in terms of what is the thought process in Supreme Petro in terms of the expansion in ATS? What is the capex on?
In the stock exchange, they announced now that they are putting one line of polystyrene and EPS, and then they are putting line to make 1 million square meter of 3D panel, 12,000 ton of sheeting, and 100,000 meter cube of extruded polystyrene foam board. they are going to put 5 segments of business at a new complex at Panipat, which is in Karnal district near Panipat Indian Oil Corporation refinery. They acquired the land and there they are putting this investment, which will be third complex of Supreme Petrochem.
So what about that acrylonitrile-butadiene-styrene project they're talking about?
Acrylonitrile-butadiene-styrene, that is ABS, is being put up at the existing plant in Maharashtra near Nagathone. That work is going in full swing. That plant will be in operational stage by March 2025 with a capacity of 70,000 tons per annum.
And what will be the capex on that?
That is their capex is around 850 to 900 crores.
900 crores, okay. Right, thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you. And the next question is from the Abhishek from DSP. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, just in terms of the pipe growth that you have seen of almost about 30% in the first 9 months, just wanted to understand what would be the growth of the underlying market and would that imply you have market share gains?
The Indian market of PVC has gone up by 15% in first 9 months. The Indian market growth of CPVC has grown by 2%. Polyethylene, how much market is grown with polyethylene, there are so many applications, so I have no idea. But PVC, which is our principal material, has grown by 15% 9 months by volume, and CPVC by 2% by volume.
Okay.
Our company has grown by 30% and overall in piping, in which CPVC has grown by 8% and PVC has grown by more than 24%.
Okay. Okay. So you have then, that implies that you have gained significant market share, sir, in the 9 months of effect.
Our company market share has increased.
Okay. Great. Great. And sir, just in terms of the capacity, Somaniji called out that you have an 8 lakh ton capacity. What is the current capacity as we speak in after 3Q FY24? What is the addition in the 9 month FY24?
So 9 month capex, yes, which has gone into production is very, very limited from that perspective. So once we close March 24, then we will be able to give precise capacities what has gone into production.
Every segment.
By segment wise. So.
Okay. But sir, a couple.
Parvati capacity which has come into fold, but it is not yet fully operational. So any capacity giving right now will not be a right analysis. I think March 24, let us wait for that.
Okay, but broadly you are saying by December 2024, you will have 2 lakh tons of additional capacity, including Parvati. That's the way to look at it.
Yes.
Okay, and that will include how many greenfield capacities?
Greenfield, when we are putting in Malanpur. Otherwise, Parvati is definitely from our perspective, greenfield that way. But otherwise, we are expanding capacities at Erode, Cuttack.
Which is now, the new plants, so now there are no more greenfield.
Correct. So this is an extension of the earlier green fields with now brownfield expansion.
Now Cuttack has become old plant, Malanpur old plant, Guwahati old plant. So
got that.
Now what we are doing this year will be from brownfield. Just plants have gone into operation already.
Got it. And sir, just one other thing in your press release, what we found that this time around you have spoken a lot on the export opportunities as far as the LPG cylinders, the protective packaging and the performance packaging division is concerned. So is there a different way you're looking at the export opportunity now for these three categories? What can be the contribution of exports over a medium term? Any thoughts, sir? Is there a bigger opportunity there?
We started now big way into increasing our export, not only in packaging, but also in piping system. Piping system and packaging, both ways, there's a big thrust on boosting export. We have now started participating in several exhibitions in the world, and once the outcome comes, it will take some time. It can't grow overnight. So we will go reporting to you after the year is out, how much we are growing in export business.
Okay. Got it. So just one last question from my side. In the LPG cylinder part of it, you have called out that apart from IOC, you are also seeing the other two oil marketing companies also looking to introduce the product. If you can just give us a broad sense in terms of the capacities, and would you like to...
No order has come from any of the other companies. We hope.
Correct. Okay. And what is the overall market size here, sir? How should one look at it?
It's a big market size of steel cylinder, but the buying of plastic cylinder is very small. Market size is 4 crore cylinder per year. And I don't think they are buying even 500,000 cylinder annually.
Okay. So would you need further capex over there? Would you think there could be need in next 6 to 12 months where you'll need to allocate more capital here?
I don't think no capex needed. First, you sell the capacity.
Okay. Got it. Okay, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions and wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Akash from UTI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, audible.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Just wanted to ask how much is the price decline in CPVC segment? I mean, what is the realization decline in CPVC?
CPVC prices have rapidly gone down by around 10%, but there are so many suppliers now participating in the market. So broadly, I can say the price has gone down by 10%. Now, I told you know that there are now several suppliers playing in the CPVC market, and the prices have roughly gone down by 10%.
Sure, sir. And next year, the anti-dumping duty or in CPVC segment is going to end. So any thoughts whether the anti-dumping duty will get renewed? I mean, the government will extend that anti-dumping duty? I'm referring to CPVC.
That reply is given by government only.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, just I think two clarifications where I missed out. You were mentioning about the sustainable EBIT per kg for the plastic piping segment. Did I hear it right as 18 to 22 is the workable range that you are working with?
Because 18 to 20 rupees.
So, one is your voice cracked. Can you repeat?
18 to 20 rupees per kg. The sustainable EBIT per kg in piping system.
In the piping system, right. And secondly, on the capex, you said this year FY24, FY25, if you can repeat, what is the capex guidance 24, 25, 26?
No, FY24, 25, not yet. That we will talk only in the month of April.
Okay.
Right now for the 23, 24.
Yeah.
We are going to commit, committing to be close to 1,000 crore, including the previous year carry forward.
Okay. That was all. I think I just wanted this clarification. I missed out on the call earlier. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of S. Ramesh from Nimble Bank Equity. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the question. See, in terms of the PE pipes you are targeting for the gas segment, what is the overall market you are targeting and what is the kind of size you expect to reach, say, in the next 2-3 years? Because it's a segment where there's a lot of capex happening in the new geographic areas. So how do you see that business growing, say, in the next 2-3 years?
PE gas pipe will be required for maybe several years. I can't tell you what is the government plan, but definitely it will require. And along with the pipe, we will be supplying them our electrofusion fitting also. So we make the fitting also, so we will be supplying full system. It will not be only pipe, but fitting also.
Okay. So in terms of the overall supply situation for your input materials like PVC and polyethylene, how do you rate the demand supply, say, in Asia, China? And do you see any risk of China a kind of dumping materials for your finished products like packaging and pipelines? So that's a bit of a concern for the entire chemical sector. So on the availability of PVC resin and PE resin and on the Chinese situation, what are your thoughts?
I don't follow your question. Dumping of the product, we are not aware because it is a shipping air, so we are not aware any polythene pipe or PC pipe are being dumped from China to India, we are not aware. And even China is not a big supplier of polyethylene also in Indian market, we could lose capacity in India itself. PVC, because we are short, so we are importing from China, the country is very short of PVC. And China is a big exporter, so definitely large volume of PVC being imported from China.
Okay, so one last thought. In terms of sustainable development to meet, the reduction in the carbon footprint, have you taken any initiative? How do you see that moving forward for your company and the plastic processing industry in general?
No, I think plastic processing is a very responsible business, and the scrap water being thrown is now being recycled. Actually, nowadays, it's very difficult to find scrap unless it goes into municipal waste. Because whenever people are throwing plastic waste, they are throwing actually wealth. They should not throw it. And this should be collected, and now there are many recyclers operating in the country with so many processes. And they are finding good use of the scrap plastic. So they know it's fully sustainable now.
Okay, thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Udit Gajiwala from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Just one follow-up question. On the television interview, you mentioned that you'll be looking at a 12 to 15% growth for next year as well. So this is overall volume growth or just the pipe segment that you had mentioned?
No, 15%, I talked about piping segment.
12 to 15. Hello?
Yeah, you heard now.
It is for the piping segment.
Okay, sir, got it. Thank you so much for the clarification.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Incurred Equity. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. Tapadiyaji, one question on the agriculture demand. We are entering a very strong season based on the weather outlook. Now, how do you think, where are the farmers' income moving and, your assessment of how does the pipe demand look like for next 6 months?
We believe the demand is going to be quite okay because the pipe price has come down quite significantly. And fortunately, many of the products which are grown in our country, the farmers are able to get better price. So there is no problem we heard about credit availability. So we believe now onward, up to 10th of June, the demand for pipe in agriculture market is going to remain quite robust.
Got it, sir. Secondly, sir, anything from the budget we should expect, any positive or negative surprises for our company and our industry? Any thoughts, sir?
People say this budget is only a continuing only. There is nothing, no significant announcement will be made. Because this is a pre-election budget. The proper budget will come in the month of July, but considering the growth impetus moving in the country, we believe any budget will come, which will come with a very positive trend only. We remain quite optimistic of the growth of our economy.
Got it, sir. And last question, whenever the national elections happen in the past, has it caused any disturbance or it's been very smooth for PVC pipe industry?
I don't see any, no problem. Only wherever when the voting takes place, the movement of cash money goes into difficulty. But nowadays, most of the business is no cash business. Most of the business in farmers level also, there were so many bank accounts only. So business are done mostly by through bank banks only. So there is no issue nowadays. We don't get any effect due to election.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you so much for answering and best of luck, sir, for the next 12 months.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question.
Yeah, please.
As there are no further questions, I would like to hand over the conference to management for closing comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks to all the participants for raising very intelligent, analytical questions. We thank all of them. Thank you very much.
on the behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.